Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra Tan, the president of the Buffalo Newspaper Guild. We are the largest union here at the Buffalo News. We represent employees who work in circulation, customer service, pre-press and accounting, and most newsroom employees, both at the Buffalo News as well as the Weekly Sun papers in Hamburg, West Seneca, and Orchard Park. I would like to thank our colleagues in the news media who have shown up, as well as the former guild members and retirees who are standing here with us in solidarity. Thanks to them. When the Buffalo News, when Lee Enterprises bought the Buffalo News in March of last year, we were hopeful that this Iowa-based media chain would put its best foot forward for Western New York. Instead, they've just chosen to step on us. When I say us, I don't just mean the workers here at the Buffalo News, but all of us as Western New Yorkers. Since the Guild began bargaining with the company in February, Lee Enterprises and Buffalo News executives have trotted out one bad proposal after another in an effort to siphon jobs out of Buffalo. They've demanded the right to outsource our customer service employees and send their jobs to Mexico. They want to lay off our accounting staff. And they want the right to outsource newsroom copy editors and page designers. How much will copy editors and designers in Wisconsin and Indiana care about what is happening here in Western New York? Our Buffalo News design team is one of the best in the world. We've won more than 400 awards from the International Society of News Design. Our paper has been a 2-time finalist for the world's best designed paper. Are the designers in Wisconsin going to come up with a page that looks like this? This is a special commemorative edition that the Buffalo News ran right after the Blue Jays' first home game here in Buffalo, and it was done on a late deadline. Outsourcing isn't the only thing we're fighting. Lee wants to freeze our pension, even though it doesn't cost them a penny. Our pension is actually overfunded thanks to the investing skills of our prior owner, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. After devoting years of service to the Buffalo News, our members deserve retirement security. The company is also trying to dismantle our job security language to make it easier for them to get rid of whoever they want for any reason. Our newspaper represents the largest news gathering organization in the state outside of New York City. If we lose our job protections, who knows how long that will be true? Lee's proposals don't just hurt those of us who are here today. They hurt the tens of thousands of people who rely on our paper every day to stay informed, safe in the knowledge that someone is looking out for them. That commitment deserves investment. Investment in Buffalo, not Davenport, Iowa. We aren't alone in that opinion. More than 20 of New York's elected leaders stand with us, including the entire Erie County Legislature and our Western New York Assembly members and senators. We thank them for their support. We call on Lee to be a better corporate citizen. And to drive home that message, we have several announcements to make. Starting tomorrow, Newsroom Guild members are participating in an open-ended byline strike. We've informed the news under the provisions of our contract that we want our names and photos to be stripped from our work. Also, we have a new digital billboard sign. If you go right around the corner at the intersection of Scott Street and Michigan, you'll see the biggest digital billboard in the city of Buffalo. I encourage you to take a look. It says, "The Buffalo News' out-of-town owners are bad news for readers and workers." That message cycles through every minute. Finally, the Guild launched a community petition on Monday. We have gathered more than 1,000 signatures in the first 3 days. We hope to gather more, but that is a sign of the support we have from this community. We urge anyone who cares about protecting local journalism to visit protectlocaljournalism.com. Sign our petition and find other ways you can help. And now, I would like to introduce Marian Needham, who is the Executive Vice President of our National News Guild.
Hello. As Sandy said, it was less than a year and a half ago that Lee Enterprises purchased the Buffalo News. But members of the Buffalo Newspaper Guild have worked here for almost 80 years, producing the quality news product for our community, all the while pushing the employer to be a responsible corporate citizen and to keep the paper a good place for Western New Yorkers to work. Guild-represented employees have been through dozens of contract negotiations with a wide array of Buffalo News management and both of the paper's previous owners. One thing that remains constant is the union's commitment to using the collective bargaining process to ensure that employees are treated fairly, compensated adequately, and positioned to share in the security that their efforts produce for the enrichment of the owners. Employees understand that having new ownership means adapting to new ways and that the paper needs to make sound business decisions to keep the paper successful. We support that effort, but we want Lee Enterprises to understand that the Buffalo Newspaper Guild can be a partner in that challenge, just as it has been throughout its long history representing the paper's employees. If Lee rejects the premise that contract negotiations can be a collaboration that allows the parties to find mutually acceptable solutions, I suspect we're all in for a long, hot summer. Guild members will work with Lee to make the changes that are necessary to ensure continued success. But they cannot, and they should not, be expected to accept a new contract that strips them of their job security, eliminates retirement security, and allows these good jobs to be outsourced to Mexico. The Buffalo News is a crucial community asset because of the quality of the news and services it delivers and because of the role it plays as a leader in this community. As a brand new corporate presence here in Buffalo, Lee Enterprises should want its introduction to Western New Yorkers, should not want its introduction to Western New Yorkers to be a public fight over their push to dismantle our hard-earned contract benefits. We trust the community will see that and support us in these efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. Now, we can talk all we want about what it means for a paper that was once independently managed and independently run to now be subject to the whims of an outside corporate owner, but I think it's best to hear firsthand from someone who's lived through that experience. So I'm pleased to introduce our award-winning and beloved columnist, Sean Kirst.
So this is not just a plea for support, this is a thank you. As my colleagues know, I've accepted a kind of once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to teach at Lemoyne College. I'll be leaving the news in a couple of weeks. It's a decision totally based on life and the way it happens, but it is an incredible opportunity for me to express my love and appreciation for my colleagues in this amazing place. And to reiterate that the passion and skill they bring every day is exactly what's at risk. A decade ago, Mike McAndrew of the negotiating team and I were in Syracuse when the place was hollowed out. We were with the Post Standard when it was hollowed out by the Advance Company. Dozens of our friends and colleagues, deeply skilled and veteran journalists, were laid off, their lives disrupted. Many of them have not gotten over that hurt. Home delivery went to 3 days. Design was shipped off to a faraway place. The community and the newspaper took that hit as one. If you look around, this is all too much the norm. The cities we often see ourselves in solidarity with, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, have gone through this already. Their newspapers hammered. Since arriving here, I've been astounded at the collegiality and creativity that survives in Buffalo. The feeling, the atmosphere in this newsroom is unique. Yet Lee Enterprises is not looking for a compromise on this contract. They're looking for a capitulation. And since when do we ever capitulate in this town? This is the most important truth of why we're all here. If Lee gets what it wants at the negotiating table, it is not just the paper that's going to pay the price, it's Buffalo.
Right.
Anyways, thank you. I appreciate this chance.
Thanks again, Sean. I would like to close by saying that people should demand answers from Lee Enterprises and our Buffalo News executives. And please, don't let them feed you a line. Company executives might tell you that they've spent $1 million in advertising grants to help local businesses through the COVID-19 pandemic. That was $1 million in grants that they were offering to businesses who would advertise with us. They weren't just giving that money away. Company executives might tell you that the Buffalo News is actually hiring and that they have no timetable to eliminate and outsource jobs. Of course they have no timetable. They can't outsource our jobs without union consent. And make no mistake, the number of people the company is hiring cannot compare with the number of guild members it wants the right to get rid of. Ask if it's true that they seek the right to outsource our jobs to Mexico. Ask if it's true that they want to make it easier to lay off union workers at the Buffalo News. Ask if it's true that Lee wants to freeze our guild pension, even though it doesn't cost the company a penny. We again call on Lee to be a better and more responsible corporate citizen, to respect our paper and our readers. We also ask that the members of our community do their part to support and protect the region's daily paper. Our paper belongs to this community. And our message is simple. If you want to protect your paper, support the Guild. What is our message? Protect your paper, support the Guild. Protect your paper, support the Guild. Protect your paper, support the Guild. All right, thank you. And now, if anyone has any questions, we are happy to take them. I wouldn't call this an attack on our owner. I would call this a wake-up call to remind Lee Enterprises that they play a role in this community. They came in here, they chose to buy the Buffalo News. That makes them part of this community, so they can decide. Do they want to be a company that's thought of as a responsible company that is going to safeguard local journalism for this community? Or are they going to be known as the black sheep among businesses here in Western New York? Do they want to be known as a company that is siphoning jobs out of the state and out of the country? This is an appeal, not an attack. We would really like Lee Enterprises to come to the table with that in mind. What we have communicated to Lee Enterprises, the question is it a surprise to us that they are trying to cut costs in light of our current environment? And my answer to that is, the Guild has always worked cooperatively with management to try to do what is necessary to safeguard the health of the Buffalo News. Obviously, the health of the Buffalo News matters to each and every one of us, because a healthy paper means safe and secure jobs for us. Because of that, the Guild has had a long history of working cooperatively with the company. In 2018, our newsroom manager said they wanted to get rid of 18 members of our newsroom. We could have fought that, but we didn't. Instead, we sat down with the company. We talked together to find a way to make that happen. And at the end of the day, 18 people left. They left with respect and on their own terms. And the company saved the salaries and benefits of 18 hardworking journalists who I wish was still here. Last year, after Lee Enterprises bought our company, they wanted to furlough everybody for 2 weeks. They didn't have the right to do that. because the Guild is here protecting those of us who work here. Regardless, we again came to the table. We negotiated with Lee Enterprises and we enabled them to save 2 weeks worth of salary and benefits by not paying anybody during the furlough when they said they had a deep financial need. So if the question is, shouldn't we expect the company to want to save money and cut costs and be more effective? Sure we do. And as we have said from the very beginning, we're willing to sit down and talk cooperatively about ways we can do that. But are we going to be sheep and just let the company tell us that they don't want to hear from us, that we have no role or place in how our members are shown the door? No, we're never going to agree to that. I hope we won't. You know, I really hope that it will not get to that point. You know, we stand for something that matters, and we think the community would agree with us. You know, I can't really speak to what Lee has done with its other papers. I can only tell you that just because we are now part of a much bigger chain doesn't mean that we aren't special. It doesn't mean that because we belong to a chain, everything that makes us unique, everything that makes us valuable, is something that we have to give away. I think that Lee Enterprises should embrace the fact that we are one of the largest papers in their chain, second largest, and possibly the first in digital subscriptions. That should matter. The fact that we have award-winning journalists who have won the Pulitzer, one of whom is standing right behind me, the fact that we have page designers that have won international awards and was considered one of the world's best design newspaper as recently as 2018, that should matter. All of us should matter. And you know what? We don't need lip service from the company telling us that we matter. If we matter, then that can show up in their proposals to us. And so far, it hasn't. Yes, okay. The question was about the byline strike. Yes, we need consent from each and every one of our journalists in order to effectively have a byline strike. Each member had to sign a form saying that they authorized the company to withhold their byline, credit line, any photographic likeness, tagline from their copy. And it is a sign of just how united our guild is that every single one of the reporters and photographers who work for this paper all voluntarily and willingly signed that form. We are united in our voice to the company and to this community that we're going to stand up for what's right, okay? And if it takes removing our bylines from the print paper so that people don't see our names, even though we take our names as a personal source of pride for everything we produce, and that's what we're going to do. So starting, that's going to start Friday. I would note that for the Sun papers, that paper has already been printed. So for the Sun papers, that will start Saturday. I would also note that our Albany and Washington bureau chiefs are not members of our union, so their bylines may appear, but ours will not. Yes. Okay, the Buffalo News represents many departments. So it represents all of the reporters, many of the editors, all of the photographers, all of our copy editors, all of our page designers, our editorial board members, our digital content editors, All of those folks in the newsroom are represented by the Guild. We also, though, represent all of our members who are in circulation, both the customer service folks who take your calls, who take subscribers' calls, as well as our folks in accounting. We also represent folks in our pre-press department on the second floor. We represent our district managers. They're the ones who make sure that the paper gets delivered to your door and that your carrier is actually getting the paper to you when you need it. So we are a very diverse group. That diverse group is also represented here behind us. We are standing together in what we believe is right. We are, again, like I said, the largest union here. And we are, I believe we're also the oldest. We might be the oldest. We've been here since 1934. The Guild has been around since 1934. Look around. Does it look like they sent somebody? Personally, you know, I think that every member of the media should be here. It's actually a shame not to see them. I mean, do they care about our hometown paper or don't they? All right. Listen, if you don't have any more questions, I thank you very much for coming. I would like to note that we do have our signed petition. It's got more than 1,000 signatures on it. If anyone wants to see this, that's fine. It's right here. Also, if you guys want to walk around the corner, go around the corner and look at our billboard sign, I would encourage you to do that. And also, these Protect Local Journalism signs. We've got extras here if anyone wants to take one and plant them in their yard. We are giving these out to anyone in the community who asks for one. So once again, thank you all for coming, and we will be here if you have any more questions for us. Thank you.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.